Blog Talk Radio.
What up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of DMVF Unleashed. I am one of your hosts, Poetry to See, the GM, and one half of the Tag Team Champions of the DMVF Federation. Let's jump right into it and go into our other host, Mr. Black GOP. How are you doing tonight?
You know, Poetry, I'm doing great tonight. Listen, I want to come to you as a very humble man. I want to come to you as a man who understands his humility, who has reflected on all of his mistakes, who has reflected on looking in the wrong direction and possibly leading my championship run as the five-time champion of the United States of the world, may have been leading his title run in the wrong direction. I come to you respectfully saying that I am not here to start trouble with you on Unleashed because I am a professional. I am a professional. And what we do here on Two Sides of the Story for the broadcasting airwaves, as we are collectively listened to by thousands of people, if not more, across this globe, across this great wrestling universe that we represent, I come to you and I respectfully ask that even though me and you are going to settle our differences, and as I prepare myself, which I've been doing, as I prepare myself to take out one of my biggest threats, I for a while thought we were buddies, for a while, when it was good. But I should have seen this coming, and it's totally my fault for not seeing it. Well, I'd like to respectfully ask you, first thing, live on the air, I get that, you know, the new kindergartners have or owed a tag team title shot against you and your brother. I get that. But just so that we don't convolute what's coming up with, you know, a bunch of you dealing with Devin and you know, the Reaper, I'm respectfully requesting, just respectfully requesting that you hold their tag team title opportunity for the event after this one coming up, so me and you can do this toe-to-toe. It's a request. You don't have to go by. I just think when me and you talk, I just think it should just be me and you without having to deal with swatting flies and that. I'm not comparing anyone to insects. I'm just saying that we don't have to worry about any sidelining.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. But, you know, as my competitor, you know, a way better competitor than I've had, you know, out of the new blood, I can respectfully, man to man, agree to that I can put new blood right where they deserve to be, the back burner. I can agree with that.
You know, and again, I cannot wait. There's going to be a lot of self-reflection in this promo series. There's going to be a lot of complications. There's going to be a lot of strategy in this promo series. And I personally just want to make sure at the end of the day, once I finally erase you from the memory of the DMVF, I don't want anyone to be able to say, hey, it's because he had two or three series going on at the same time. That's all I'm looking for.
Well, you know, I've never been one to use that excuse, you know, that new excuse that everyone's using. Oh, I have two series or three series. Do you remember the time when we had four series going on at one time and no one complained? Do you remember those times? They seem so far ago, far gone.
That was back in the rated R days. You know, I would say that we are in the PG-13 era where I could literally raise a pyramid in the middle of the nation's capital, and then I could have a bunch of mummies come out and attack Baltimore, and a wrestler in Baltimore would say, oh, is that all you got? You just raised the dead? Come on, you can do better than that. So I would like to actually have a series that really gets it in and people kind of pay attention to things. I don't know. But that's just what I'm supposed to start the show off with. And I'm glad you're agreeing because, you know, when we need to talk, we need to talk.
Yeah, you know, it's been a while since we talked, you know. And last time, it wasn't a real talk. We need to have a real talk this time. So I definitely can agree with that.
Well, thank you, sir.
As I throw another
machete at your pitcher. Excuse me.
Don't miss, because I never miss. But now we have the other half of Overrated Ego and the CEO of the DMVF, Mr. Mike Brown. How are you doing tonight, sir?
As I stand here outside doing push-ups, doing pull-ups, like they used to do in the early 90s in hip-hop, getting ready to beat down Kwame Brown in a match that he is not ready for. Let me tell you how unready he is. Like, he's going to probably scowl into his little team locker room, whatever, and he's going to talk to, like, his partner Reaper, and he's going to be like, hey, Reaper, what you think I should do? And Reaper's going to be like, I don't know. And then he's going to talk to Chico. He's like, Chico, you've been here before. How do you combat Mike Brown? He's going to be like, I don't know. And the whole time they're going to try to come up with a strategy, right? But what happens, whatever strategy you come up with doesn't work because I don't have a strategy. You don't plan for crazy. You don't plan for crazy. And he had a whole week off. He had a whole week off. He had a chance to talk to Joker J, and Joker J did what he does best. Joker J showed up, and he tapped dance right on out. Garen did what he did best. He didn't show up at all. And I don't even know who the third person was, who Stewie. He showed up, got taxed down, and stayed taxed down for the entire series. So I felt like it was no need to bring those people, charge all that airfare to bring those two lazy son bitches down into the arena when I could clearly just let Crick Six come to the ring with the belt, and I beat the shit out of him for sitting there and having his bartender slash become a doctor and tell me that I have a concussed head and I cannot participate in the battle royal. Outside of all of that, I'm doing fine.
That's a lot.
I'm doing fine.
All right.
How are you doing today?
I'm gonna beat Black GOP because he's already talking about him being better than me, but we're going to keep it civil tonight.
I kind of agree. If I had to pick sides, I have to go over Ego. So he is kind of better than you. Sorry.
I mean, that's your partner, so you're supposed to back up your partner. You know, unlike
but
some
I don't really
people
have
that don't
to,
back up their partner.
I don't really have to. I'm the CEO, but because that is my partner.
Well, but you're still
Overrated
Ego. So
well, absolutely.
You
there's only two
partner.
Overrated people. There's only he's by the fact that he's overrated. By default, makes him better than you because there's only two overrated people in the whole damn VF because that category is closed. And the one person is me, and the other person is my partner, Black GOP, who's the president of the damn VF.
I don't even know how to argue that.
I would say this, and respectfully, as a professional, I want to remind the Federation and the wrestling world, as a professional, it is not my job to go at Poetry D. Daniels tonight. It is my job to make sure Unleashed is a great show, but the missiles will start landing very soon. They will not land on this show because the show is we are professionals here. But I tell you this, there's a special kind of war brewing.
Most definitely.
Absolutely.
And we have one more person on the line. I know we have a representative from the B team. I'm not sure who we're dealing with for the B team. It's always a surprise usually when we put them on the line. But the B team is represented in the full effect. Who do we have on the line today, sir?
Hey, this is Hurt, y'all. What's going on?
Nothing much, Hurt. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Like, you know what's great? We get to come full circle. Because once upon a time, Sophia Isabel Carr was born into this world. And I remember calling Unleashed from the hospital, and, you know, the placenta was still on the floor, looking disgusting. And I got to talk to you guys, and it was a very emotional time, an emotional moment. And here we come full circle. I announced in the page earlier that my son was born on May 13th. And I wanted to just share that with you all, man. I just want to thank you all for being family, and I'm here, man.
Well, you know, it's always a family with the DMVF. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop before I throw any congratulations, because...
You know what? Let me address that, too. I've gotten lots of inboxes from people, and I'm very disappointed that people think that I would use the birth of my son as a gimmick or some type of promo bomb on somebody's head they could never ever recover from. Like, it's a real special event. Like, we have a child that's forever, and I've always wanted a little hurt, and I have one now. So that's that.
I would come in and say I stand by my statement on the post earlier while everybody is celebrating. There is one man in the room who looks around and says, "What a bunch of idiots." And that's all I'm going to say. Without knowing what's going on with your new child hurt, without knowing, I just feel like it was a successful use of the momentum of the room at the time, and there's a reason why the big swerve still rolls with the B team. I would still say that's idiot.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hurt. Go ahead.
No, go for it, Mike.
As the CEO of this great company, and as I say the word great company, my hands are in the formation of Ric Flair in 1980, cutting an NWA promo with the podium and Tony Schiavone with the long microphone and the porno star mustache. As I am in charge of this great company, I don't know what's going on. I'm going to give you a half congratulations. I'm going to give you a half I'll wait and see. No shade, unleash.
Let's get down to business here. Her Black TLP here again.
Yeah.
I'm not here to throw darts. I'm here to make sure it's a good show. So why not set off the show by announcing your child's name? I mean, that makes sense to me, right? If you look at anywhere else on Facebook, there's a baby. It's wrapped in a towel. It's here,
yes.
Little Ty Qualife, and he's whatever pounds. So why don't you go ahead and unveil the name of your child, your new baby boy, tonight? It's perfect.
That actually works out for me because, you know, even when Sophia was born, I couldn't give the name away for a long time. But, like, when you look into your son's eyes and he calls out to you and he goes, "Hurt, hurt, hurt," over and over, 'cause those were his first words. I look back to him and I say, "Patrick, I am proud to have you as a son."
Well, congratulations.
I want to introduce everybody to Patrick Legend Hurt, my son.
Well, congratulations.
And I'm very proud to have him as a son.
You know, and honestly, Mr. Hurt, I realize there is some favoritism between you and Patrick. And now that you have revealed that, it puts all the investigation fees away. I don't need that. I can see the resemblance. Congratulations.
Oh yeah, I got a picture that I'm going to release tomorrow morning. The first pictures from the hospital, and the best thing I can do as a parent. There's two things you give your kids as parents, and we're all parents here. There's two things you give your kids. You give them love, and you give them discipline. Because I can't have little Hurt take the torch and be what he should be in this federation unless I give him love and discipline. So for the next 2 weeks leading up to Civil War, that's what I'll be giving my son. I'll be giving him love, and I'll be giving him discipline. What's going on, guys? We're having a great night. What's happening?
Hey, man, how you doing? I'm doing fine. How about yourself? I want to dig a little deeper into all of this. When you say discipline, what kind of discipline do you have in store for your son, Patrick Legend, Pat Legend?
Well, I had to teach him the lessons that were instilled in me, you know. I had to teach him those lessons. I have to teach him how to effectively be the monster that his father was. His father is. His father will always be. I have to teach him those lessons because he can't effectively try to pass a torch to someone, let's say, Devin the Dude Parker, unless his torch is effectively lit. So I will help him light his torch with love and discipline.
Huh. And that makes me a little misty eyed in the eye, because you know one thing I love is seeing a good black father raise his son, and I have a son, and I know how difficult it could be to raise him, and you know, it just give me a moment, fellas. Just give me a moment. This is good. I didn't know we were gonna start off with emotional. So emotional. I didn't know we were gonna start off like this. I didn't know. I didn't plan to do any boxing. And to see your black father raise his son like this is just beautiful. That's his Uncle Phil and Will Smith. And that was his death. Have I seen such strong words used to raise a child? I'm over here, guys. I'm overwhelmed. Take over the show, somebody.
I got real tears.
Let me tell you, he doesn't have real tears. Hurt. The tears I had was for every ass sap. And yes, if you believe in tree sap, it's like tree sap, but from the asshole. For all the ass saps out there going, amen. Oh my God, congratulations. So I was like, what a bunch of goddamn fools. I'm sorry, go ahead, Hurt. Go ahead.
I was going to say, man, you should. Come on, man. I don't understand why you couldn't just take part in the celebration of life of a son, man. Like, come on. It's great. So
it's
wonderful thing. You
were
so
raising,
mean to those people today.
Here's what I'll tell you, Hurt. I would take part in the celebration of life. But, again, you know, this has to do with you and Pat Legend. This is Pat Legend. There are roughly about 5 people that I know I have to work my ass off for in the promo series. And while it's a great intro, you know, that must-see TV isn't a joke. So I'm just here saying to myself, like, I'm sure the people are, oh, Pat, that's so funny, LOL, got him. I'm like, no, that's just the beginning.
Well, again, I will not take anything away from Pat Legend because he has a hell of a bloodline. I know because that bloodline is mine.
Oh.
And he will be. He will be the monster that Daddy was. Not quite, but close enough. And he's going to do that through 2 weeks of love and discipline.
And, you know, what makes me so, like, overjoyed, right, like, that legitimately has been pulling out Kleenexes, is the fact that he doesn't have to do this. There are so many black fathers. I watch Maury. There's so many black fathers who don't want to claim their child. But to see Big Hurt take the responsibility live here on Unleashed, just is riveting. Just give me a second.
It's rough because I'm going to be responsible for him forever, for the rest of his career. We're going to be attached forever.
Forever.
Love and discipline.
All right.
What's going on, nephew?
Okay. as I said, I was just waiting for that Undisputed to drop because you just always got to wait for that Undisputed to drop. But I actually have someone that wants to talk to the CEO right now.
And he should. Who is it? Who's this Bama? Is it Kwame?
It's Kwame, I guess.
Yeah, I guess
it's Kwame. Oh, shit. What's up, fellas?
Hey, Kwame Brown. Look, let me tell you something right now, man. You had a lot of hype coming into the DMVF. There was a lot of hype, you know what I'm saying? There was all kind of game footage. You know, even Doug Collins told you. He said, you know what, your hands might be small, but guess what? With a lot of potential and working with the greatest superstar of all time and Michael Brown, or Mike B. Brown, or whatever you want to call me, you too can be a star. You too, Kwame. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to make you a star. You're going to shine as bright as a diamond. Did you eat your cereal?
Thank you. I ate my cereal. Thank you. Thank you, Fast. Thing is, Kwame never lived up to the hype.
Oh.
I'm not
now.
Here's the deal. I think if you would like to line up me and Kwame's careers, his rookie year and my rookie year are not comparable.
That's, you could say that, but you remember that rookie class. I mean, he was number one pick, and then it was Eddie Curry, and it was Tyson Chandler. Do I need to keep going? The number one, the rookie of the year was, I think it was like the 8th, 10th, 12th pick that year. So what I'm basically saying is you are like the best of a rookie class that really isn't a rookie class.
Now, is it because I'm the best out of that rookie class or right now because at least here, all right, hold on, because, you know, let me get my shit together real quick.
Yeah, you now, should.
I know
because you should. It's getting a little risky.
Here's the deal. I know words need to be correct when you're coming across a couple of you guys, so I'm not going to get anything confused. Me being a part of a weak rookie class has nothing to do with the amount of work I put in.
So are you saying that the rookie class is weak? Let's say, you're saying that Devin and Reaper, all those guys are weak? You're a part of a weak rookie class? So that's the reason. So you're a part of a team that is weak. So you are the better member of the new blood who are compiled of a bunch of rookies.
I'm not saying. All right,
you just said it.
Once again, Reaper, Devin have not lived
rookie.
Up to their potential.
They're
so you're
saying that. The rookies.
Yes.
Okay.
We're all rookies. We are a team.
Okay. So you're saying
now,
who are you? The Wade Barrett? Y'all the Nexus? You're the Wade Barrett to their Heath Slater and Gabriel? What's going on? The Darren Young? Which one's Darren Young? Devin?
I don't have to throw names, but Reaper and Devin will tell you that right now I'm doing better than them. I don't have to say who's who. I don't have to say who's what name, but if you were to ask them, they will probably tell you that I'm doing better than them.
I'm asking
so
you.
I don't need to say it.
But you just said it.
If I have to, if that's what you want,
you want me to ask them or you want me to ask you? But you already said it.
You can ask me. I will tell you. Am I better than Devin and Reaper? Is that your question? Yes. Am I better than Jeremy? Chopsticks, fake chopsticks, whoever else, Bola. Yes. I will say that right now, as far as the rookies, I am the best. I've said that before. I said one of the best, but it wasn't until certain people have thrown things out there at me for me not to say that I'm the best rookie out there right now.
Okay.
If you don't mind if I jump in here, I'm sorry, Michael Mike. I just want to add a world champion question. Chris, how you doing, sir? Black QP here.
How you doing, Black QP?
Doing great. Unfortunately, I just had one of those random show that Brandy Dan was controlling disconnections that seemed to happen to all of his opponents. I'm back. You know, that just seems to happen all the time. I don't know. I've never been disconnected. But anyway, my only question and concern with you is Chandler. You're doing great, man. You're doing fantastic. You're doing great, man. I'm not here to, you know, question you versus your new blood loyalty or talk about how much better than you are than everybody. I mean, I don't even know who the mentor is. It seems like you're the mentor. But whatever, I'm not here for that. I'm here to ask you this. the DEA contacted myself, and I know they forwarded the email to Michael Mike B, and they showed footage of your last promo, and there was a substance you were inhaling that didn't look like tobacco, and the DEA was just a little concerned that, you know, our champion, you know, our champion might just be in some other activities that don't necessarily favor the DMVF wellness policy, and I don't know. I mean, what would your answer be to the DEA?
What is my what to the DEA?
I'm just saying the DEA contacted DMVF and shot me an email as the president. I know I had to forward that to Michael Mike B and the CEO, and also to the general manager that, you know, there was just a little bit. You weren't like chewing tobacco and you weren't rolling tobacco. There was just a substance that was being inhaled by the champion. I don't know if it favors the DMVF wellness policy. I'm not attacking you. I'm just asking, you know.
That's a good question.
Was it what you think it was? If that's against DMV wellness policy, I'll look into that, make sure I can't do it anymore. But, I mean, I've seen guys drinking on the job, so I figure it was no different.
So monkey see, monkey do. So you're not a leader of yourself. You need to follow everybody else's direction. Is that what you're saying?
They were drinking.
So we're talking about your activity. We're not worried about everybody else. We're talking about your activity.
My activity was not drinking. It was not me doing that because I can't do something I haven't seen anyone else do. So there's no monkey see, monkey do.
But if I were to
take shots on camera, then you can go with monkey see, monkey do.
But you just said that.
No, I did not say I was doing.
Let me ask you a question, Chris. Never mind that, Chris. Let me ask you a question.
I'm ready.
Let me ask you a question. So as I threw you through that table, right, and I looked upon you and I scratched my neck because I really did have an itch, and I walked away, did you really think that I was going to catch on that your bartender/belt maker was the reason why I couldn't get into that battle royal? Did you really think that was going to fly?
Did you think I didn't do that on purpose? You didn't think if I wanted to, I could have hid him away. I did not have to put him on camera. I did not have to go to the bar and show him. He is the only guy that I've had make an appearance in any of my promos, aside from the kids when I went on my tour. I wanted that to happen. I knew the consequences. I knew eventually it would come out. I knew the consequences. So why not throw it out there and see if you would catch on quicker than you did?
Chris, I don't have a lot of time, so I'm gonna make this quick, and I gotta go, fellas. Chris, I'm gonna let you know right now, you're in a very bad spot right now. You don't know it, and you're already in the web, and you're trapped. And I'm coming from all angles, and it's okay. You can figure this out. I just need you to go back to the locker room with your friends, with the new blood, and first tell them, hey, I'm in the web with the CEO, and I can't get out. How do I get help? And then when they talk to you, tell them that the CEO said that they're also in the match at Civil War, where Devin reversed Reaper with Chico as a special guest referee.
So Devin versus Reaper with Chico as guest referee. And I have to ask, because something's going to pop up sooner or later. What purpose is this serving?
My purpose, because we at management want to be entertained.
So you want to be entertained, and us going at against each other, those two going against each other.
I mean, that's part of your plan anyway, right? I mean, y'all should have saw this one coming. This is part of y'all plan, like the other plan, right? You know, the one where the belt was made, and then, like, y'all, Chico said, hey, I'm going to lay down, and you hit me over the head, and we're not going to break up, and I become champion, and everybody's going to raise and be like, hi, we fell for it. Y'all should have saw this plan coming too, right? Chico versus Reaper. With Devin, Reaper versus Devin, with Chico as referee, and if y'all don't fight, y'all lose your tag team title shot.
Excuse me, if they don't what?
If they don't fight and they don't promote, they lose their tag team title shot against the Brothers in Destruction.
All right, well, I'm pretty sure those two won't have a problem promo against each other. They just did it for the television title. Of course, they didn't live up to the hype, but I'll pass the word.
Thank you. I'll be talking to you soon, Chris.
Okay, anything else?
Nah, I think we're good from here.
I'll figure out this web.
You're in it. You can't figure it out. You're in it. You're in it.
All right.
You're in a bad spot.
All right. Well, this though have a little bit more than you think, and this has nothing to do with me asking anyone from New Blood how to come at you or anything like that. Just know that. If you haven't realized, you can say whatever. I'm not backing out.
Don't back out. I want you to be the Daniel Bryan to my
Batista. You don't have to tell me that because that's not going to happen.
I want you to be my Hulk Hogan to my Andre the Giant. I want you to keep fighting. You're in the web. It's dangerous.
And we saw how Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant ended. We saw how that ended.
Sure indeed, my brother. But I'm not talking about the WWF version. I'm talking about the AWA version.
AWA. Got it.
You know, I just Michael McPhee, before you roll up, I just sincerely hope that our beloved champion, because I just got another email and the DEA is actually asking for a drug test before the match of this high profile event. So I'm just hoping he was, you know, he was just rolling some tobacco on that thumb one, and hopefully our champion wouldn't be embarrassed for failing the drug test like Tully Blanchard. I just hope that's not the case, because according to the DEA agent that's emailing me, you know, the guy said, what, you know, first it might be marijuana, next thing you know, your world champion could be snorting cocaine off the belt, and we just don't want to get that far, because we're here for the kids as well.
Hey, you know creatures love the kids, so you don't have to worry about that.
Did we lose Michael Mike B? I believe so.
Mike B is still on.
I believe my lovely fellow co-champion here, Joe, is on the line. If we can get some Joe in on. So, Chris, why don't you hang out with us, man? Why don't you let us help run the show? Because you are the world champion.
I'm here.
All right. So we do have Jill on the line. Let's get her on. How are you doing tonight, ma'am?
Well, hello.
Lady J, one of the, if not the greatest intercontinental champion of all time, my sweetheart. How are you doing, babe? I know that you had a tough victory. And now you're going against Germ, and, you know, the Germ, there's nothing more disgusting than a Germ infestation, because they come and they go. They come and they go. But when they do come, they have the potential to be damaging. Your thoughts are just serious moving in with Joe.
First of all, he's coming and going, and he's just, you know, a bad case of herpes on his part, and he needs to be taken care of quite quickly.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
As someone who's been very bored lately, I have to ask, what is Pineapple Game? What is the deal with choosing Germ as your contender? I'm being bored was like a big thing for you lately. And I just can't find anyone. I mean, you may disagree and say Reaper or Devin, but Germ is possibly one of the, possibly not one of, if not the most boring person out in the Federation.
Well, when it comes to Germ, I've noticed, along with Jay O'Neill, which is another one, they've been throwing random comments on things, trying to very badly at it, instigate a lot of things. And I've already dealt with Jay O'Neill, where he tried to compare me to, I forgot, it was a painting. I forgot the name of the painting. He tried to compare me to something. I completely shut him down, and that was a year ago. He has not since then responded to that and has been completely quiet. So I noticed Germ has been, you know, laying his infestation around, and I figured it's time to take it out. Now, you know, bored, I wouldn't say, when it comes to him, because he has been in the Federation before, in comparison to Reaper, you know, Devin, people who I've won against and defeated were disappointments. And, you know, I mean, you dealt with them. What do you mean? What can they say? They used the same concept all over again, and they kept going back to me being the only woman in the Federation, and after a while it gets tiring. After a while of repeating yourself over and over again, telling them that, telling them, having or trying to explain yourself to them, it's kind of like, you know what? I don't care anymore. If you're not going to move past that subject and just go with the sexist side of everything and compare me to a motorcycle and how you rode me or call me a bimbo or a prostitute, and that's on you. If you want to do that and that makes you happy at night to, you know, to belittle a woman, then fine. Go do that. But at the end of it, they lost. You know what I mean? So moving along, and I hope that they can see that me explaining myself more on Unleashed, they can understand I'm not this person that, you know, I don't know, but whatever they were saying, it's tiring and it is repetitive because Devin said it once and then Reaper said it again. So if I got the same promo back to back, of course I'm going to reply the same way because there's nothing new to add to that at all. So if there's nothing new to add to it, what progress is there? But I'm the dumb one, so, you know, let's not get into that.
Gotcha. I was just wondering.
But, you know, like I said, you know, I expected more because I felt Reaper had more potential, no offense. He was very creative when he first came in with, you know, his Australian, British, well, I don't know what it was, whatever he was pulling off. He was very creative. And then it just went downhill. And what I thought was going to happen didn't happen. And at the last resort, I was just like, okay, if you want to play that game, then I can play it too. You know, it doesn't have to do it. I've been in this federation. I know every angle there is to know. And I'm known for using someone's promo to demolish them, and I've done that. And let's see what Germ has to offer, if he can offer anything aside from herpes, but we'll see.
Oh, shit.
So that's it. Oh, by the way, dinner is in the oven. Just letting you know, Jason.
Thank you, and that's amazing. I love the great cooking. I love the new angle, and the difference is, you know, what we're doing in the BNBF show is no one's rushing to each other's aid. We both are superstars and monsters in our craft. I would, however, like to take a second and point out, Chris, since you are a co-host of Unleashed right now, right? You know that, right?
Yeah.
So what you just allowed to happen was dead air. You just allowed dead air to happen, and Joe jumped in for the save. We're talking the radio business now, dude. You're in the radio business. You don't even know it. You're in the radio business. So when you're having a conversation with anyone and it dies like that, you got to jump in there for the save.
Because
none of us get paid for dead air. None of us get paid. If anything, the more dead air you hear, the closer we all are to being fired, and then Kendrick Jones will come back and rerun the show.
Oh, God, no. If that's the case, then I am.
I made me put my son down for a second.
Oh, God damn it. You and that son.
You and this child of yours. How are you, Big Hurt?
You know, Jillian, I'm great. I am great, great, great. Just happy to be a father. Little Patrick is doing well, and he's going to be a big'un.
Oh, God.
So, Hurt, did you feel offended when Pat tried to pass the torch when you didn't even give it to him yet, or is there something I'm missing, like, last week when you watched that series with Devin and he was trying to do that, were you offended somewhat? Is that where this is kind of coming from?
You know, Chris, I like you. You pay attention. I like you a lot. Let me start by saying that. Number two, what child has not taken something that belongs to their parents and take it to school and try to pass it off as their own? Yeah, you know.
I did that with a gold necklace once.
Yeah, and you know, one time I took something of my father's to school, and I got in trouble for it. And when I came home, after he disciplined me, he showed me some love, and he said, "Let me show you how to actually use this." And that's really all I want for my son. I want him to know what he's trying to pass along, because you cannot just pass the torch again when your own flame is barely lit. So, yeah, I saw that. And during the passing of the torch, if you'll call it, He was calling out to me. He called out to me. And that just lets me know that he just needs a little help, and I'm here to help him.
Cool. So I think you're not worried about television title. You took that goal, you melted it, or whatever. What did Big Hood do with that?
You're confusing me with the Big Hood. The Big Hood has his own plans. I was a little disappointed. The Big Hood, he's out cooking crack somewhere right now. The Big Hood has his own plan. I don't know what his plan was with the television title. I mean, Brian Carr and myself both thought he would win the belt or at least steal the belt. We don't know what he did with that plate. I'm sure that's something we'll find out in the future. But that's the Big Hood, not me. We all know the Big Hurt will just take the belt and walk around with it. It's no problem. With impunity. I would have walked around with that baby belt with no problem. But as a reason, I didn't want to face Jeremy. Go ahead, Jeremy.
I was going to say, real quick, I just got another email from the DEA agent. The Big Hood was tested because he did cook crack cocaine in a promo for a series.
I'll let you know. Right.
But as the Big Hood was testing, I don't know if he used one of his baby mama's urine or whatever, but he passed the drug test. There was no crack cocaine in his system. And that's when he released the uncut album with the lead song, The Ten Crack Commandments Part 2. Thank you. I'm here.
The Big Hood would tell you, you never get high off your own supply. I hear he puts out quality product. I don't know how that gets tested. I stay away from that entire side of things. He keeps it thorough. This is motherfucking claim to fame. So,
and my next question, Chris, with you as the world champion and as tonight's surprise co-host of Unleashed, Can Black CLT get a goddamn question? Can Bulge get a question? I mean,
No. Here's the deal. I knew you guys wanted to keep it civil, so I didn't want to ask too much or dig too deep into your series. Because of course this is a DMVF where anything can happen, but I don't want to be a shit starter, but that's one of those cans you don't really want to touch. You know how you go to a cookout, you see family arguing, and you just got to let them argue. I don't want to jump in that and stir that up. But, Black GOP, what do you see next for I want to ask you two, actually, because you two, I like to refer to poetry as a DMVF almanac. Like, as far as the history, knowledge, everything on point. So I have to ask you guys, what do you think that Reaper and Devin need to get to that next? Of course, I'm sorry. I know you want me to ask you a question. You probably ask you a question about you. I'll get to that. But I want to know, what do you see Reaper? What do you think Devin and Reaper need to get to that next step?
I'm poetry, of course. I don't want to go before poetry and then get randomly cut off from the show like what happened earlier, because it seems to happen every time poetry's opponent is on the show. So I will wait and answer a second.
Because you just never know when someone might disappear. But they need prayer. They need a whole lot of prayer, and they need to find a correct pair of panties to get out their ass. And that might help them.
All right. I'm not sure how that's going to help them, but I'll pass that on. I'll see what I can do.
Here's my answer in a nutshell, so to speak. Reaper and his series with Jillian, he actually learned and he actually changed the way he does business. About a week ago or so, before his series, he was caught up in a complaining shitstorm. And the one thing that is not rewarded in the DMVF is complaining. We just don't do it. It's been tried several times. I know you guys don't care about history, but I'll tell you one of my favorite stories real quick. There was one time where there was an entire league of people that were pissed that they weren't getting anything. So Kedrick Jones, the ultimate guy who coddled complainers, he decided to make an entire world championship match, Elimination Chamber, for complainers. Everybody who had an issue was put in one match. And all of what you now call the vet, we were all locked out of the match. We all had our own matches. Can I tell you, and you can ask Poetry, you can ask Hurt, you can inbox or call Mike Brown, you can ask Lady J, who's on the phone, who might still be on right now. That was the worst, most vacant Elimination Chamber match of all time. And the belt was on the line.
Yeah.
And that was the moment I knew you can complain about something, but it doesn't mean you're justified if you're rewarded something without working with it. So Reaper, who is actually doing his best to advance and change his angle, he's starting to get it. Devin, you know, who's still caught up in saying we're friends outside of all this and what have you, he still has to figure out no one cares about what happens outside of it. Nobody cares. You know, there are things might spill over to some place called No Holds Barred, but you can ask, when that group was created, the absolute first person to say, hey, guys, I'm out of here, was me. Because I don't do cross-contamination. I don't handle my raw chicken and then turn around and put those same hands on my steak, if that makes sense.
I got you. I'm listening.
You know what I mean? You know, and so when people can't, when Devin's in the world, we can't figure out if he's cross-contaminating his career, then he has to take some time out and realize that like none of that matters. You know what I mean? It might make a point for the moment. It might look like it's effective in the promo to say, hey guys, we're all friends. I can look at Poetry right now in the next 2 weeks. I can say Poetry. You know, I was just at your house on Saturday, and we all watched The Flash together. Who gives a shit if we were? This is DMVS. This is cutthroat. This is what we do. So that's the advice I would offer to Devin. I hopefully and feel like Reaper is starting to, you know, go into his cocoon. He'll come out a very, very pretty butterfly headed towards gold. But, you know, we look at Reaper, his track record, and I know that the new blood loves to always ignore things in the past, things they've said. But remember, in the DMVF, remember that, and this, I said this first before anyone, you'll hear this, but your history and your past is like your credit score. You can't get away from it. I like to ignore the fact that I walked away from a timeshare in real life when I was about 26. But when I checked my credit, guess what's sitting right there at the top? That timeshare I haven't paid for. I can act like it's not there in real life, but it's really still there. And the same goes with DMVF. The actions of your past will stick with you till it's dead.
I got you. All right. Now, so far, the DMVS Civil War, you have Black GOP versus Poetry. Now, is the title on the line?
With me and Black GOP, it's never about gold or championships. We've been there.
I wanted to ask you about that. I'll let you answer that because there was a comment you said, and there's a comment when announcement, you know, when the match was first made that I wanted to ask about, but continue. Sorry. It's not about gold.
Yeah, it's not about gold. I mean, he don't need to put his U.S. title on the line. I don't want it. And it's just not about it. If I had gold, I'm not sure how he would feel about that, but I'm pretty sure he wouldn't care about the title either. This surpasses titles.
I mean, I heard it's a little bit more about respect with the whole better than Brandon Daniels thing. Now, you always said you're going to show these, you know, I don't know if you said it was show these rookies or show these young guys, or it was show these, whoever, I guess you're referring to us, the new guys, how to do a series.
what can we, without saying too much, of course, you know, it doesn't seem like black GOP is really much a guy with a plan. I know you seem very strategic on how you move and how you think. So what can we expect that will be different from what we've seen so far? Because here's the thing. We, as rookies, are put in a tough spot, but you guys are kind of put – you don't know who's in a tougher spot. So what I'm trying to say is, for the past 3 years, you guys have been doing so much. How can you keep it fresh and creative? Been doing something for 3 years with, then you have us who's trying to do something different that hasn't been done in 3 years. How does that happen each series when you're going against someone who you faced before a couple times?
Well, I'll let Black GOP answer that before I answer it, you know, because I know his answer is going to be completely different than mine.
I'm actually going to need a little bit of time before I answer that because I'm still sitting here. I'm sitting up in my room. Like Brandy, reflecting on all my mistakes. So I actually like for you to answer that first, Brandy, Poetry Dangles, and then I will return to answer that myself. Now I'm gonna need the entire question to be rephrased. With Crixus, if you want me to answer that, you're asking the wrong question.
I don't know how to reword that. What I'm trying to say is, what can we expect from this series without saying too much? Was that not rephrased enough?
That made perfect sense. And here's my answer. You can expect everything. You can expect everything you haven't seen. You can expect explosions. You can expect beats. You can expect a storyline that's been building for almost 3 years. You can expect myself and Brandy Daniels to finally figure out who's really going to lead the direction of the MVF. You can also expect the death of poetry, either, because there was a time, and I'm not talking fact, I'm just being honest here, because I know I'm going to kill poetry. I know, it's over. Like, in the ring, out of the ring, promo series, whatever, you can expect me to finally lay out the reason my poetry isn't even qualified to be in this match. I have been, you know, honestly, Christian, I've been spending a lot of time with the New Blood and, you know, Jeremy and X Stranger and other different projects trying to develop the talent. That's part of my job. But this time it's not a job. It's not about building anyone else. It's not about you know, showing someone the ropes. It's not about delivering messages. It's not about even telling people how wrong they are with regard to the goddamn nature. It's not about any of that stuff. I cooked a breakfast sandwich. Okay? I cooked a breakfast sandwich. It's part of my series. Do you think I would have ever been that ignorant in the series? It never happened. And that happened to your squad. That happened to your mentor. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, this time it's all for me. And I would advise you and anybody else. You don't have to, because you guys don't care about history, right?
Right.
That's like a black person not caring about what happened at the Gettysburg Address. You don't care about history, but I would advise you to go back and look at what happens when I do it all for me. And this one is for me.
All right, we're gonna. So poetry, you don't have anything to say on that?
Of course, like I said, his answer would be different. I can agree. You can expect explosions. You can expect a little bit of everything. This has been building for 3 years plus. I remember how this started, and we'll even go into that probably in the series. But what you can expect is not more of the same old shit that y'all like to say people do. Well, not you in particular, but your squad likes to say. You know, this will not be the same old shit. This will be two people taking the gloves off and just going at it. No, it is what it is. And the cookies will fall wherever they may. Now, he says he will kill me. I don't like using that over cliche shit. He's going to have to kill me. I'm glad he will kill me because I'm ready to
just burn this place down to get where I need to get.
See the thing about you two that I look up to a lot when I look at the guys that have been here before me, is you guys, you know, there are a couple others, but you guys actually, as Brandon D. Daniel just said, want to get killed in a series. You want someone to bring their best. You don't want the slacking halfway here, halfway out. And as a rookie, that is definitely something I look up to as far as this federation. Just for the simple fact, like, how, you know, I didn't think, you know, he lacks. Of course, you might say I'm kind of biased because he is a new blood member, but, you know how Black GOP kind of got disappointed that Chico didn't bring it, as he likes to put it. And you two actually want to get killed in a series. You want someone to shoot something heavy on you. And that's so you can do what you do best, and that's something I studied a lot when I watch how you guys do things.
I would tell you, and before we get to our next caller, I think we have time for one more. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I want to be hung up on again, you know, on the brand.
No, we have time for one more. We have time for two more.
But I would say this. I was not expecting Chico to bring his best. I knew the best that Chico could bring. I knew that a year and a half ago. And what I did was sat there in this particular series, and this is a technique you'll learn a little later, Chrissy. I sat there and just waited for him to fuck up. That was it. It was easy. I literally only asked one question. Meanwhile, you'll see me and poetry ask each other multi-layered bullshit questions. The answers don't even matter, but they have to be answered. Otherwise, you know, it gets complicated. But I sat there and watched Chico come at me swinging and using the technique of another superstar. That'll be revealed somewhere down the road. But I saw it happen, and I relaxed. Do you know, Kristen? I was sitting at the Embassy Suites in Virginia the day after my breakfast sandwich type promo. And I was like, I could promo poolside. I have my Black GOP gear because I do my radio show, you know, down at the National Harbor. And yes, it's that serious. I sat there. I said, I could do a promo poolside at the Continental Brunch that is provided free. It's a long, hot buffet. I could have done a promo at the bar. I could have done a promo sitting outside of the Embassy Suites in Vienna. I could have done any kind of this promo. And I said, for what? So what, I almost recorded a promo for Brandy Daniels ahead of time when I found out that he attacked me, but I said, you know what, I want this to be genuine. You know, there was a time, and I'll tell you one of my biggest mistakes, there was a time where I had to completely overkill everyone I spoke to, period. And now as I sit here atop a championship mountain, as I sit here as the guy who, you know, honestly, directly, you know, before, and I'll tell you this too, before you address yourself as the best champion on in the food chain, and I got calls in the inbox about, you know, Chris has said he's the top champion. Good. I want the top champion to say or think they're the top champion. Great. We need that confidence. Whereas when I had to do that promo, I did it because all these belts changed hands, and we went, what, 3, 4 days, 2 days? Without anybody doing a championship celebration promo. So I came out and poked the people. Sir, Chris, you are the top champion in the food chain. But history will show if you're a better champion than Black GOP.
All right. Hopefully I can do something in this Mike Brown series to open you guys' eyes to see that I'm not just, you know, looking good because of a weak rookie class. You won't see that I'm not just looking good because guys aren't showing up. So hopefully this series for Mike Brown, I can open some eyes with that.
And I also say, before we go on to our next caller, and stay with us because you're against us tonight, one of the biggest tests ever that you'll face as champion, and Coach, you can agree with this, because I'm keeping it civil here, one of the biggest test you can deal with, and her can agree with this, is when you're the champion and you have an opponent that doesn't show. How do you spin it for yourself? And you spun it. You spun it great. You did a great job.
It's harder to do a series when no one's there because you don't have anything to play off of. It's not you. You know, you can only say the same thing so many times. So I completely agree with Black GOP. It's the hardest thing you can do is have an opponent that's going to no-show. And for you to be so, you know, new to this still and handle it the way you're handling it, it says a lot. And that leads me to something that you just said. You're not the best because of the weakness of your rookie class. You are the best rookie in spite of the weakness of your rookie class. There is a huge difference.
That's true. And I appreciate that. I appreciate it. So we got another caller?
Wow.
Yes, we do.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy moving himself forward.
That's a transition. Okay. Hurt, you're going to want to listen to this caller. Your son is on the line.
Oh, shit.
Pat Legend.
Crixus. Hurt.
How you doing, man? How you doing? I assume you've been listening so far.
Yeah, I caught the show. I've been on it.
All right, and then you heard about the birth of Mike Brown. I mean, excuse me, sorry. I'm stuck in my series. I'm in my series. Sorry. You heard about Big Hurt's new son, and I love to hear how you felt about that because, of course, you know, Black GOP called us all idiots. He saw some coming. We did it. And how do you feel like that being the reveal?
Well, the comment when he said, life is a God, that, I mean, it made me kind of suspicious, but I wanted to see how this was going to play out. So I went along with it. It is what it is. Now, to be called someone's son. That's not sitting too well. But I guarantee me and Hurt will pick. We will be talking soon. We have 2 weeks to get all this out.
I'm looking forward to it, Pat. I just want you to know, I don't call you my son because you shine. I call you my son because you're mine. I am looking forward to having this conversation.
Last time I checked, my father's name was Edward Goldring II. Not Brian Carr.
I'm totally looking forward to it. Always looking forward to it.
Oh,
and let's be clear here. There's no disrespect to the gentleman you just named, but you have to understand, Pat Legend is my son. Patrick Goldring might be somebody else's son, but Pat Legend, I've been fucking the DMVF raw for years. It was only a matter of time before it popped me out a sire. So when we have this conversation, you keep that in mind.
Oh, trust me, I will.
Love and discipline,
son. Can I jump in real quick? It feels good to see you guys going at it and us not getting a week off, but us not being attacked by all the legends. I must say, this is good to see the legends versus legends thing. I'm sorry. I just had to throw that out there.
Well, Civil War, whose side are you on?
Ah, shit. This one? With this one? Like, I can't just chill on the sideline.
Everyone's going to be
no
on the sideline for our promo series. Trust me.
Right.
See, son. Yep. That. See, these are the things we got to work on. We got to work on these things. We're already bumping heads.
Wow.
That's fine. I can't wait.
But of course you are.
I can't wait. Like, honestly, come on. How long do you think it was going to be before we actually got to go at each other? And I know you've been you've been running around with the grandkids lately. You've been running around with Reaper and Devin the Dude, and that's fine. I gave you your space. I gave you your time. But it's not going to seem that way, but you're going to enjoy this so much more than you're going to, than you enjoyed them. Trust me.
Oh, I know I am. I already know. I already know her. I'm actually excited. I'm ecstatic.
Well, so we have...
Hope your lesson plan is ready.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Absolutely.
Pat Legend, I got to ask. Do you feel... I'm not sure if you heard Poetry's response to my question. Do you think your series with Devin helped him become that monster you wanted him to be?
Honestly, I saw some progression with him last week. I mean, I did see a more aggressive Devin. I mean, it was a start. He still has a few things he needs to work on, like focusing on his opponent, not getting sidetracked by outside shit that's not important to a series. Also, he got to watch out for those traps. But honestly, I did see an improvement with him.
Well,
hopefully he can take the ball and actually do something with it. He can keep it rolling. He can keep it moving.
Well, I have to ask, while we have the Brothers of Destruction on here, how do you feel about these madness promos from I guess we have a new team coming in.
We welcome any new teams, but at this
never
time, I can't worry about the madness. Whenever the madness comes, it comes. Because right now, I'm sitting next to some real madness in a series with Black GOP, so I can't worry about any possible madness when I have to deal with Black GOP these next 2 weeks.
Some tell me that we're going to have to educate this madness. And right now, I got 2 weeks of the Big Hurt or the Big Hood or whatever member of the B team that's coming my way. I got something for Big Hurt, though.
I got a feeling I know which member of the B team it'll be. I'm not sure if he exists, but...
Oh.
You might see a few of them. You might see a few of them, Pat. You know,
but this
is going to be a huge test for you. Taking the next step, you're definitely going to get more than just a Big Hurt. I think you can handle it. I think you'll be all right.
Oh, I know.
Love and discipline. Love and discipline.
Love and discipline. Wow.
Let me jump in here real quick, and I would say let me give my answer, Mr. Special Interviewer, Critches. Let me give my answer to that. You talk about a new tag team coming up, but at the end of the day, if this new tag team makes a single mistake, and they're caught between the Brothers of Destruction and the New Blood tag team, which is Reaper and, you know, Devin Data Rata Tata 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 Ada Ada Tata Tata Dude. My Mr. Al-Qaeda Veer Parker, this new tag team will get ripped to shreds. It's cool to say this new tag team coming, right? It's cool. But are you willing to put in 6 months of work to solidify your position in the MVP? I don't know if that – I don't care who these people are. I honestly do not care. I know whoever they are, based off the person who introduced them, I could single-handedly go in and rip them to shreds for a week. I know that. The question is not for us, and of course they're not on here, but the question is for them. Are they willing and ready to sit there and win or lose for their cause? And I don't think they are. Meanwhile, you have the Brothers of Destruction who have done everything. And Poetry, as my opponent, but we're keeping the show clean. We're not going to have each other on the show.
You guys are what, four-time tag team champions? Five times? Three, how many has it been?
It hasn't been that many. It's been two. This is the second time we've been tag team champions. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Again, I'm wrong, but it still feels like they have such a commanding role in the tag team division that you know, a new tag team isn't going to come in. They may have chose the wrong time to come in, or maybe they chose the right time. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Maybe they chose the right. I can't tell if they chose the right or wrong time to come in. I cannot tell. What I do know is if they come in, whoever these people are, if they come in and going head on against the Brothers of Destruction, you might get your nuts handed to you and put back on the bus to the hospital. If you come in running against State of the Union, myself and Big Hurt, if you come in running against Overrated Ego, if you come in running against whoever else, you know, again,
the
Hands
is making their comeback. I think the Hands is
The hand is out there, and no one knows what's going on with the hand. See, the assassin was blown up in a warehouse. You don't know what's happening with the hand. So if you're coming in, I wish you the best, but you may have picked a wrong time to come in as a tag team. Just there's a possibility. There's a strong possibility. It kind of reminds me of, and we're going to talk about, we make WWE references, right? Can you imagine a new tag team showing up when it was the Dudleys going against, you know, Shelton, Charlie Haas, going against Edge and Christian in the ladder match, crazy hardcore phase? You may want to hold your tag team off for another couple months. So you might not want to walk into that. And I think this is that kind of environment where the tag team division is a little difficult.
And if I can answer that question, Chris, since you have so many questions, I will ask you. You shouldn't be worried about whether it's Macho Madness or Maniac Madness ready for the DMVF. What you should be worried about is if Mike Brown's gonna come up behind you again and GPS your ass through a tree this time. You see, at the end of the day, my brother, you have something that I want now. You've been wasting a lot of time worrying about cereal, worrying about other competitors. I'm coming for you. I will destroy you. I will end you. You're not listening to me. I will end you, Chris, whether you are a 300 gladiator or you're a rapper. I will end you where you stand. You are in a web. It doesn't matter, Kwame Brown. It does not matter. At the end of the day, I will GPS you on the mat. I will take my belt, and you will just be like the rest of the people I have laid up long, long time ago. I built this place brick by damn brick by damn brick, and it would be a shame if I took one of those bricks and hit you inside the head with it.
That's that line. That is that line, and I will comment on that line. Don't worry. We have time to talk.
We got plenty of time, brother. I got a box full of watches. I know about time.
I'm not wasting any. Just know that I'm not wasting any time.
Eating marshmallows?
And that's that.
Is that mashed potatoes?
No, I don't eat marshmallows. I don't like marshmallows.
I see you soon, Chris.
There's no chubby bunny challenge. No marshmallows over here.
Hey, Chris. I see you soon, my brother.
I'm waiting for that GPS. I know another one's coming, so just know I'm on the lookout. And just know that this title feels too good around my waist, around my shoulders. Whether Andre the Giant strap it across my shoulders, it doesn't matter. This title feels too good, and I'm not letting it go.
As a courtesy of the DMVF, because you've been such a good guy and such a great representation as a rookie class, which the class has been very watered down, diluted, what I would do is, because we got money to blow, according to Brandy Daniels, I will let you keep that belt when I defeat you. You can have that belt. You can put it in your case and say, look, Mom, look at me. I have a new belt. And they didn't let me take it away from me. It'd be like a diploma. It'd be like a graduation gift. I'll let you keep that belt because I'll create my own belt. Chris,
right.
You're in the web.
You'll
you're
be
in the web,
your
Chris.
Own belt for no reason. I can send you to my belt guys, and we can get that, you know. I'll send you to my belt guys so you get your redesign or whatever.
The belt
guy
slash weed man slash doctor slash bartender?
Hey, man.
he's my photographer too. You know.
Can I ask you? I want to ask you a question, Chris. You ready?
What's that?
I'm gonna leave on this one. What's a moth to a flame, and a bird to a fire?
I don't know. What is it?
Your ass. See you soon, Chris.
There we go.
See you soon.
There we go. I'm ready for it.
Hey, yo, Mike, high five, yo. High five for walking him into that, Joe. That was great. He walked into that. It was great. You walked into that, Chris.
I knew something was coming. Trust me, I am on my toes. I know going up against Mike Brown, you can't sleep, you can't slap. It's not walking in. I knew it was coming. I'm not going to sit here and not answer the question. How would that look on me if I'm sitting here as co-host and champion if I'm scared to answer a question to a riddle? That's not going to look good on me. I know I need to be quick on my feet with Mike Brown, but that didn't faze me. But what I will say to him, people may be surprised to hear about. Whether it's been said before or not, I don't know. I haven't heard anyone come at Mike Brown since I've been here. But I do have some interesting topics to hit on once we really, really get this series started.
All right. Well, we did lose Mike Brown. He really did leave on that note. But I want to bring somebody on. You brought it up when you were talking. Mr. 151, you are on the line. You represent one half the hand.
What's going on, fellas? Chris, I told you it was coming.
Hey, listen. As soon as I got hit with that GPS through the table, I mumbled to myself. I said, what the fuck, 151? Because I felt you jinxed me a little bit. But it was something I could have saw coming. But you were the first one I thought about as soon as I got that GPS through that table. So, you know, thank you for the heads up, but no thanks for jinxing me.
Yo, the DMVS has a way of humbling your ass real quick. What is this new group? The Madness, the Ass Wipe, the Dish Detergents. If they want to come up in here, you know, I have a big show on Sunday, so I have nothing to do after Sunday up until my birthday. If they want to come up in here and they're looking for something, I'm sure the hand will oblige. And I'm sure we will smack the shit out of Tyler, back to Chopsticks, back to the darkness, back to his second or fourth or fifth or 38th gimmick he can use. He caught you. Mike Brown caught you because you, Chris, because there's no smoking in my promos, only drinking. And my drinks are illegal, though.
That wasn't a monkey. Like I said, that wasn't a monkey see, monkey do type of thing.
Yeah, but you can't get caught smoking in a promo and be like, well, I see dudes drinking, so you got to eat it for what it is.
Hey,
you're gonna have fun in your series. And speaking of drinking, Black GOP, we're probably going to have to get some of this Paul Masson apple for the studio on Thursday.
Dude, I'm here. I'm waiting for that Paul Masson because by Thursday I calculate I will have had my opponent. I'm not sure who he is again, but I will have my opponent, on his deathbed by then because I am going. There was once a time where I was asked, am I ready to kill this person to advance my persona and my character in the Federation? And back then I gave a witty line. I said, well, you can't kill someone that's already dead. And that was a great line. But this particular time, I'm actually ready to kill Brandon D. Poetry, the Sniper Daniel. I'm ready to finally finish the job. And once I do, I will come out of all of this as general manager and president. There are no new promotions.
Oh, damn.
So once I send Poetry back home, again, I've done it before. Once I send him back home again, I will sit there comfortably on top of Championship Mountain and look down on, you know, guys like Crixus, you know, and actually, again, prove that I am the greatest champion this company has ever seen. Thank you.
Crixus, are you going to allow him to say he's the greatest champion this company has ever seen?
We've already been through this. Like I said, once I get through Mike Brown, I'm having a hard time deciding if I'm going to let the winner of the Black GOP and Brandon Daniels match be number one contender, or if I'm going to let the winner of Big Hurt versus Pat Lynch be number one contender. But just know, from this point forward, it's all about stacking that resume. And you guys are going to see that this is not – a flash in the pan. This is not a hot rookie start. This is not me benefiting from a weak class. Black GOP and myself have already discussed who's top champ, whether it's on the food chain or on the top of the line. We've already discussed that. But I'm just deciding on which match I'm going to allow to be number one contender. Now, me throwing that out there and being on the phone with the president, the GM, and having a match with the CEO, I have no choice in who's going to be number one contender, but I'm just throwing that out there.
I'm just saying, though, Crixus, you still need to correct him if you feel otherwise.
I would say, let me jump in here, Crixus. One of the best things you just tried to do was what I call was drop a Fox News answer. I'm not looking to egg you into saying you're better than me or I'm better than you. I mean, I can say I'm better than you any day of the week. I mean, I just am. But I'm not looking for a confrontation as you are in a series with Michael Mikey Brown and I'm a series of poetry. What you do as champion, Crixus, you say you answer that when it's time to answer that, but the time to answer that is not right now. And that's exactly what I would say. I would give the answer because Crixus, honestly, I'll tell you the truth. Okay, I'll tell you the sad truth. And much like I said earlier, you know, your league of extraordinary squids or whatever they are, it's all on you now. You're their only champion. You're the only guy. And even though you guys push for, hey, well, come at me, not at my group, it doesn't work that way. No matter what, you are guilty by association. You are still guilty from what Devin Parker said 3 weeks ago. That can still be applied to you. Because those are your folks.
Here's the deal. I know I'm guilty by association at this point, but that is the hide the truth for people who know the difference between who and what. Like, and you can say as much as I can as far as being guilty by association, but once again, you said I'm responsible for Devin Ratatatata saying what he said. How are you, like, I'm guilty by association, but how am I responsible for his words? That's one thing I've never understood is how, one, me being the only, I'm not going to say active member of New Blood, but as far as calling it Unleashed, things like that, I get everything from them. Is that a problem? No, because they got to notice I kind of handle it the way I need to. But how am I responsible for another man's words? That's one thing I don't get.
I'll make it fast because I'm getting a notification from the DEA. They got to wrap up because they have to send you the drug testing package. But real fast, if I am walking down the street with, let's take any superstar. Let's say me and Darren Rogers. Are walking up to, and where are the tag team? We're the new Gyron. That's our tag team name, right? And Gyron comes out and completely fucking roasts himself without anybody else roasting him. I, as his partner, I am responsible for the team. And you, especially as world champion, you're responsible for your entire team, whether you know it or not.
No, that's
my final answer. You know, we gotta wrap up, though, Mr. Co-host. We gotta wrap up.
That's a good note to end on. Something for me to take away, and I appreciate you guys letting me host it, but we gotta wrap it up. So, President's calling the shots. I'm only the guest host. So I don't know which order y'all want to do the final word, Jerry Springer thing I got going on. So, yeah.
All right, so let me take over from here. Go around, get everybody's final thoughts. Let's start with the world champion, Crixus. Your final thoughts.
Mike Brown, here's the deal. Everyone can say I don't know what I'm going against. Everyone can say I'm out of my league on this one, but if you guys had to learn by now, I kind of, I'm not going to say beat to my own drum, because, of course, like I said before, I know who writes the checks, I know who calls the shots. But Mike Brown is way more dangerous to those that are afraid to go up against him. Most rookies in my position would be afraid to go up against Mike Brown, but that is not the case right now. So here's the deal. I've said it before. There's pressure on me to live up to the title as champion, and Mike Brown has pressure on him to crush the rookie who thinks he's the best thing going right now. So I know Mike Brown is listening, and I know he'll hear this, and I know he'll want to continue to try to crush him, but just know I'm not letting up, he's not letting up, and y'all are going to see where this series goes.
All right. Big Hurt.
Yeah. I want to thank everybody who reached out to me privately, publicly, to congratulate me on the birth of my son, Pat Legend. It really means a lot to me that I get to lean on the DMVF in these emotional times in my life. I just know that my work's not done yet. I have to set the example for my child, and I'm going to do that in the next 2 weeks with love and discipline.
Okay. Pat Legend.
What a big hurt. 4 to 3 weeks. Must-see TV will be hot as always. Hell, it'll be hotter. See you soon.
All right. 151.
Just enjoying watching the Batman Arkham Asylum. Just know that I'm always watching. I'm always lurking. You just never know when the hand is going to be prepared to strike. If the Mickey Mouse Club, do decide to show up and they want a tag team title shot, they just got to realize they got to go through the head first and then the foot and then the stomping of them, of their dumb asses, back into the abyss. You know, I have no problem doing that. And also, on a lighter note, my artist is performing this Sunday. Any DMVS person that wants to come out, we will sell the tickets at $10 versus $15. Just for y'all.
All right, you heard it here first. Black GOP.
You know, as I stalk this federation as U.S. champion so vividly, niggas sit back and look so squidfully as their baby octopus arms reach out and try to touch me. They know the finale of Black GOP versus poetry will end so goddamn deadly. And do you know why it will end so goddamn deadly? It's because it's cold! Man, fuck my neighbors. It's cold! Politics! I'll see you soon, poetry. I'll see you very goddamn soon.
All right. The only thing I have to say is this is going to be a very interesting 2 weeks. I don't think the Federation is going to be prepared for what's about to happen. And I'll leave it at that. If you want to be a part of everything that we are talking about, if you want to know what we're talking about, if you want to find out what we're talking about, go to www.facebook.com/groups/DMV Federation, all one word, click join the madness, not the group, but the actual group, not that madness group that we were talking about. Join the DMVF, see what's going on, and get involved with us. I hope everybody has a great night. We will see you guys after Civil War. Deuces.